أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. We are in this chapter where we are encouraged to meditate, ponder in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And pondering in the creation of Allah should take us to the Creator, to Allah Ta'ala. Recognize the existence of Allah, the Qudrat, the power of Allah, that Allah is Khallaq Azim, the great Creator. Allah is Khallaq Alim, the great Creator, but full of knowledge. How perfectly Allah Ta'ala has created everything. And pondering in the creation of Allah should not take us further into the creation. But from the creation, we should reach to the Creator. On one occasion, an Englishman told Shaykh al-Islam, Hazrat Maulana Shabir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah Ali, that you people, Muslims, you are encouraged in the Quran, you are commanded that you must meditate in the creations of the heavens and the earth and see the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. He said, but you people have not done that, we did it. And because of that, according to his times, this was in the 60s or so, he said, we have reached the moon already, and you people haven't reached and achieved anything. Maulana Shabir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah Ali told him, you people got the whole thing upside down. To create in the creation is not to go into further in the creation. From the earth, according to your claim, you reach the moon. But the object is to reach from the creation to the Creator, to reach Allah Ta'ala. And you people, in spite of all what you have seen, you in fact deny the existence of Allah. And you deny the oneness, the qudrat, the power of Allah. Whereas we have meditated in this also, and we have realized the existence of Allah, and we have reached Allah and made our connection with Allah Ta'ala. So that is what is required from us to meditate. But and this is also a very great ibadat. It is written that a person who meditates and ponders in the creation of Allah Ta'ala, this is far superior than the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Because this strengthens one's iman. And iman is the most important. And by meditating in the creation of Allah and reaching Allah, it increases one's iman and one's conviction. But unfortunately, we are very, very unmindful of this great ibadah. We don't ponder in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Like the first ayat that was mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا عَيْدُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا, that I am commanding you just to do one thing. أَنْ تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَا وَفُرَادًا ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا, and then individually, collectively, sit and think and meditate in the creation of Allah. And there particular reference was made in the being of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what a great being he is. And that was directed to the kuffar of Makkah, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was born amongst you people, he grew up amongst you people, you saw his character, you saw everything. So don't you realize that he is the great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So like that, even if we study seerah, it must not just be to know facts, but that our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We realize how great Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. And in the creation of Allah, to reach Allah Ta'ala. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, undoubtedly in the creations of the heavens and the earth. Any person who ponders that how Allah created all the heavens, when we look above us, if we look around us, the earth, how Allah created it, how Allah made the earth itself, that is ground that we walk on. Allah made it so hard that we can walk on the ground. Huge, huge trucks and buildings are resting on this ground. At the same time, it is so soft that you can dig into it with your fingernail also. And you dig into the ground to make the foundations of your buildings. You dig into the ground and you plow the ground and you have all your vegetation and your plants plants, etc., how Allah Ta'ala has made this ground. And in this ground, Allah has made mutajawiratun. They are all, the pieces of the land are all neighbors of one another. One piece of ground is very good for banana plantation. So don't go and look for diamonds there, you won't find diamonds. Another piece of ground may be joined to it, and that is filled with diamonds and gold. So don't go and plant mealies and bananas in that ground. Take out the diamonds and the gold which Allah has put. So this ground also, if we, there is great, great detail in it. In geography, we study about it. In geology, we study about the ground. It is great things, and it should be studied not only for our material benefit, but much more than that, to realize the qudrat of Allah and to see how Allah has made this ground. And then the skies, the above us, how Allah has made the skies also. Seven skies Allah has made. We see the one sky. And the sky, how Allah has put the stars, the moon, the sun within the sky, below the sky. All these great creations of Allah Ta'ala. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ And the changing of day and night. Unfortunately, we all just take it for granted that tomorrow 6 o'clock will be Fajr and 6 o'clock will be Maghrib. And so the day has come, the night has come. Now we must eat, now we must sleep. Just like animals, unfortunately, we also carry on. All this should be pointing to us of the creation, of the great creator, that who has made the system, who is controlling the system. A Bedouin walking in the desert, when he sees the dung of a camel, then he says clearly, he says, this points clearly to me that a camel has passed this way by seeing the dung. He says, then how don't the heavens and the earth point clearly to the Creator that Allah Ta'ala has made it. So all these things, the more we will have connection with Allah, then our zikr will be meaningful. Otherwise, we will just be reading our zikr, which is also beneficial. But when we read, when we realize the existence of Allah, that one is La ilaha illallah, which is quite empty, that is also very valuable. And one is La ilaha illallah, that is filled with reality, filled with the recognition of Allah, with the love of Allah, with the closeness of Allah, that makes a great difference. So this is that meditation. And when making zikr also, we should meditate on the creation of Allah to reach the Creator. So this, and then, so all this, the changing of the day and night. We all came for Fajr, especially in summer. Now in winter, we don't go with our Fajr more later, so we make it earlier. But we come for Fajr with the car lights off. And when we go after Fajr, the car lights, we come with the lights on. And when we leave with the lights off. Who brought about this change? We don't even think about it. When the night comes, then we find after supper, after Isha, then visitors also become less. Phone calls become less. Everything is quiet and it becomes quiet. Doors are locked. And then we have a peaceful sleep. Who gave us this peaceful sleep? And then when the morning comes, now when we will go home, we will find that the phone starts ringing again. People are coming again. With the road, the traffic on the road picks up again. Everything, there is a whole change all everywhere. This is all the system of Allah Ta'ala. So all this points to the reality of Allah, but we don't take notice. Unfortunately, we're just passing our lives from day to day and we don't see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. This is what is necessary, which we are taught here, that we should in all matters see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq to recognize Allah, to find Allah, to make the dhikr of Allah, to become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. And when we will do this, the obedience of Allah will be by nature. We won't have this difficulty that we have to force ourselves for namaz, etc. It will become natural to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Allah will also become natural. We won't have this problem that the gunas are troubling me, that I'm getting tempted to commit this guna, to commit that guna, when Allah's presence is with us and the love and kindness and the qudrat of Allah we have realized, then all this will just become natural. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah. Thank you.